Linea Radio FM 101.300 sul web ovunque voi siate, questo pomeriggio dal club, come ormai vi abbiamo abituati. Grandi ospiti anche questo pomeriggio, abbiamo il piacere di ospitare direttamente da Miami, USA, Marcel Katz. Welcome, my dear friend.
Thank you for having me. Hello, everybody.
I thank you to be here with us. It's a real honor to have a person like you, with your art, with your creativity, in the place which is considered the capital of the ceramic, as you probably know.
Yes.
So creativity for us is a kind of a background.
It's in your blood.
Every one of us a little bit designer or creative persons. So what do you do in life, Marcel? Tell me something about your business.
So I'm a brand builder. I started off as a manager for artists and creatives and stemmed into developing platforms that promote artists and creatives internationally. We've had featured exhibitions during Miami Art Week, which is also known as Art Basel. We've exhibited for many, many years. We've been doing this for over 10 years. And yeah, we're now developing different types of applications and creative technologies that enhance user experiences and the creative ability to connect with each other internationally.
You have an unbelievable number of followers almost everywhere in the social medias.
Yeah, it's been built over time.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
So how is the weight of the social media in your business or in the life of an art business?
Well, I think it's its own art form, and I think that it should be a tool that you use to enhance your promotion or marketing of your business or whatever it is that you believe in. I think that it's constantly changing and it's fun to experiment with it. I think it's all about having fun. And as an artist and as a creative, it's a creative outlet to express yourself. And there's no right or wrong way to do it. I think it's all about consistency. Leveraging the new tools that are available on each platform and having fun with it. But you have to be consistent, and I think that is the overall goal of having the page and displaying and projecting a consistent message.
How do you get inspiration for your artworks? From where you get? You told me before getting into air that you start with eyewear.
Yes.
Because you had a necessity of wearing something that belongs to you and not to someone else designer.
Exactly. And at the time, I was really into the club scene, and I loved, one of the genres of music that I really loved was techno. And you know that starts to be popular in the early times of the morning. So by 7 a.m., you need glasses, and so do your friends, right? So I would have all the glasses on me, and I'd be at certain nightclubs or day clubs at the time.
Yeah.
And it would turn into, hey, okay, everyone, I got the glasses, no problem. I protect everybody. Everybody's eyes are good. So it kind of started like that. But I think that my inspiration has really, honestly, I think Instagram is a big, big play when it comes to being inspired. You can always have access to so many different ways of thought by different individuals all over the world, and it's changed the way we all connect with each other. I mean, an artist that I connected with via social media that's here in the room right now was Abva, and that's how we started our relationship, and now we're here, you know, on this radio doing this interview.
Thank you. Abva is going to be our translator as well. Benvenuto, bellei, grande
a
artista. Ci aiuti nella traduzione, così
volentieri.
Che i nostri, se vuoi magari parlare di questo piccolo pezzo che abbiamo fatto finora insieme.
Certo. Beh, una cosa interessante sicuramente di quello che raccontava Marcel è tutto il suo percorso, quindi quello che l'ha portato a lavorare con diversi artisti, promuoverli a livello internazionale e quindi far sì che l'arte fosse un metodo di connessione. Poi, come raccontava, una delle sue ultime esperienze è quella degli occhiali, perché appunto ha creato questo brand e, come dicevamo, voleva creare un qualcosa che fosse suo, che lo rappresentasse e non portare brand che tutti gli altri conoscono, e quindi ha deciso da zero di creare la sua linea. La cosa interessante è che ha pensato proprio al nostro distretto per produrre gli occhiali, e quindi da Miami appunto si arriva a Sassuolo per la produzione di un pezzo unico che diventa una vera e propria opera d'arte.
Marcel, I want to know something from your youthness, from your 0 years.
Yes.
So I strongly believe that behind an artist there is an inspiration that begin in, I don't know, in a youthness, like 6 years, 7 years old or so. Is that so?
Yes, 100%, yes.
Tell me something about your background in that age. You are young, but...
Yes, so I was always creating things. I loved Lego. I loved Erector sets. I loved computers. I was always into video games and things like that. And at the time, you weren't able to really, let's say in a video game, you can now kind of buy skins and buy like what the character will look like in
the
Fortnite.
Avatars or...
Yeah, you can kind of create your own avatar, make it more personalized and things like that. But at the time, when I was playing video games, you really couldn't do that. So we'd figure out ways to hack the program and put our own skins and different personality traits to the characters, which started to really get my introduction into design. And then, of course, building ridiculous Lego sets and all over the house. And, you know, I was fortunate enough to have a really cool family that really believed in you know, the... having those types of tools for kids. And I was always drawing. I wrote a book at, I was like 9 years old. Wow. When I illustrated a book. I mean, it was a few sentences per page.
Yeah, but
I was a finalist. I was it was called the Landmark Contest.
See, the modern psychology says that the thing we are in the old age belongs to our youthness. And we are almost a kind of a better replica of our parents. Is that your case?
I think so. I think there's, you know, good traits and bad traits that I've taken from my family. But not everything's bad. I mean, it's just my mother was a painter. My father was from south of France. Well, Avignon, but he would take us to the south of France. So a lot of my inspiration came from my father and mother. My father was an entrepreneur. Always on with different business ideas and things like that, and an innovator. And my mother was a really good networker and a very caring and loving person, which, of course, I took those traits.
So we have the receipt.
Yes,
it's
yes,
a perfect receipt.
That's the recipe, yes.
Would you mind to help us in the translation?
Certo, quello che raccontava Marcel è che alla fine si può prendere il buono e il cattivo, no? Cioè, abbiamo un po' di tutto. Dice sicuramente dalla madre ho imparato l'amore per le persone, lei era una grande una persona che faceva molto network, e il padre è comunque un imprenditore, quindi un creativo, e assieme a lui hanno esplorato anche il sud della Francia dove era, e quindi questo gli ha aperto sicuramente una visione a un mondo nuovo.
Art is the higher expression of the free culture, and I found on your works a lot of art, free art. So something that changed the paradigms of the squares. You mix up squares and rounds. How it works?
Yeah, so I try to make art accessible to anybody. I mean, whether it is somebody that wants to invest in content or in purchasing, let's say, or acquiring a piece of art, physical art. But I like to make things that are accessible to everybody. I think art is for everyone. Look at artists like, let's say, Banksy, that they make art public. And we're living in a time now that creatives are very respected. They have voices and they can create movements. And I really love to create art that anybody could use on a free platform. And I think it's crucial to have a mixture of that, of pay to play and also free things. Like if you know me and you run into me and you go, "Hey Marcel, I've seen you somewhere. I know you're the art plug, right?" And I always have a piece of art to give them. And that is a really cool thing to do, to be able to give somebody a cool feeling. And I love that.
What was your first object? The first object that comes, out of your hands and your creativity?
First real produced, I think that was final, uh-huh. was probably... Well, a computer I created was the first like thing I ever made. I built the whole computer, and I was obsessed with computer engineering. But then I got more into figuring out what products would be cool for people every day. That's easy for someone to wear or see or hang in their house, and that was like a T-shirt. Simple T-shirt, open up everything, and then it turned into eyewear. Where I started really progressing into more sophisticated designs and things that required more steps. You know, you start with something simple, you figure out how to do it, you get comfortable, you're not nervous anymore. You know, you're just
relaxed.
Yeah, you're relaxed.
Your arts and,
exactly, yeah. And it's like doing an interview. It's like, you know, you get your feet wet, you do a few, and it just becomes a natural thing. But it's fighting that fear of not doing it, just do it.
Just do a challenge.
Yeah, if you're an artist listening or a creative, just do it. What's the worst that can happen? Someone says, oh, they may not like it. Who cares? If you like it, that's what's most important.
See, we are sitting here in the club. As you know, it's a concentration of art that belongs from the past, reuse objects and designs that belongs from the golden age of our furniture industries. How do you feel like seeing things like that from the Italian furniture industries and the colors that had been used from that age? I'm talking about the 60s or the 70s, in which the color was just exploding everywhere.
Well, I think it's re-sparking my creative juices. I feel like I'm reinvented. I've been here for 3 days now, and I just feel like, wow, I'm blown away.
Thank you.
It's really cool to see such tradition, and it's a cultural, monster. What you guys have created and throughout history, it's just something we learn about in books, in the States, and to see it in real life and to be able to talk to somebody like you and be in an environment like this is what makes the difference in the inspiration for an artist. It really changes you.
Thank you so much. How much the market is influencing your business?
It can. So when it comes to primary market, we can play a big role, probably larger than secondary market. Secondary market means like something, let's say Andy Warhol. We sell blue chip art, investment pieces, Jean-Michel Basquiat or Keith Haring and things like that. There's a big market cap. So you can have, a percentage involvement into those things. But when it comes to creating platforms and exhibitions and changing the way people view art, we play a big role. When we were first implementing our creative strategies, I remember I did a show in 2016 and 2017, and I did a trade show. It was one of the fairs in Miami, and it was white wall. I remember I hung something, and they're like, no, you have to hang it this way. And I was like,
yeah, because like, the wait. Light, because the customers.
Yeah, and I'm like, but I'm like, why? I'm like, why do I have to do that? There's an art to setting it up. So I was like, I'm going to do my own thing. I'm going to make it ridiculous, and it's not going to have white. It had some white walls, but it was more of letting the people that were setting up and the artists have the creative freedom to do what they wanted and have the art perceived in their own way. Kind of like, this is almost like a gallery to me where we are right now, where there's art hung everywhere and there's no real right or wrong way to do that. I think it really comes down to how you want to express your showcase. And I think we do a really good job of doing that. I think art changed forever when we did our interactive exhibitions. All the trade shows, all the big gallery exhibitions started changing that. It wasn't like that before. You couldn't walk
into... You break a load.
Yeah, and it changed, and it became more competitive, and that's a cool thing. I think it's healthy. But it was impressive to see when all these big shows were having, installations and where you could be, a part of the art, and that is something we pride ourselves in, being able to add value to that kind of movement.
We'll leave a bit of space for the translation, just for our auditors.
Sure. I guess, passiamo all'italiano. Quello che diceva Marcel, la cosa bella, dice, certo, l'arte non ha regole e quindi dovrebbe essere così. Ha portato un esempio, dice, una volta una fiera mi hanno chiesto di appendere un quadro in un modo e ho detto no, ma perché non posso farlo come voglio? Lì ha capito che allora doveva fare qualcosa di suo e andando a creare questi suoi eventi in cui diventavano delle vere e proprie fiere ha anche rivoluzionato quello che è un po' il mondo dell'arte, perché anche altre realtà dopo hanno iniziato a usare meno queste regole e quant'altro e lasciare quello spazio creativo e libertà, perché appunto l'arte non ha regole.
Club, come sapete, ospitiamo sempre persone con qualcosa da dire. Oggi ne abbiamo addirittura due meravigliose persone, grandissima energia. Se vorrete incontrarli qui presso di noi, rimarranno ancora un'oretta e mezzo per eventualmente conoscere e stringere la mano a un artista vero. Marcel Katz, benvenuto, welcome back.
Thank you.
E ovviamente abbiamo il piacere di ospitare qui con noi anche Abva. Andrea Bellei, poi parliamo anche di te, non ti lascio andare, non ti lascio andare senza. Abbiamo deciso a un certo punto di parlare anche in spagnolo, Cristina, fra poco. Intanto torniamo all'inglese per riportare Marcel alla sua storia. Marcel, we talk about your background, we talk about your existent occupation, but I want to know about future.
Yeah.
Because you look like a future guy.
It's oh, yeah.
A guy that looks to it. What's the plan?
We have a lot of different plans. I mean, right now we're focused on getting the international market back up over here in Europe, really. Our focus is mainly the European market now. And of course, we're going to be back in Miami doing a lot of different things, New York, LA. I'm working on a creative technological software application with of a partner that's an ER specialist.
All right.
So he saves lives.
And this makes me a lot of fears, you know. When I hear about ER, yeah, I feel like old.
Exactly. that we're trying to make it a more like a better experience.
Affordable and
it, yeah, well, we're fixing the one problem that we're solving is communication.
Right.
And internationally, language barriers, things like that. So that's something that we've been working on for a few months now. Well, like probably on 6 months. And we're going to be doing more digital type of platforms, you know, with the Artplug powerhouse and possibly doing shows over here in Europe, which is really exciting. My favorite project, though, right now is, and going into the future, is the eyewear. I just love it.
All right.
It touches with vision. When you say, what's in the future? You think vision. And I'm able to add that to, you know, to the people around me, to the environment. So now it's becoming something that people are asking for. And we make everything right here. So in this town, and that's a really cool thing. And that's one of the reasons I'm here. I'm here for a showcase with EV Concept Store.
Cool.
In Formigine. They also have a store in Modena. And this is our first showcase for the eyewear, which is a total surprise. I never thought that I'd be here with you guys for, you know, nothing more than art. It became, you know, now I'm creating products and things that anybody can enjoy. And if we do have a lucky listener today, you know, and they drop an interesting comment on the page or find you, we can give them a pair of glasses. We can award them a pair of,
oh, thank
of
you
their
so
choice.
Much. That's a great
which
choice.
I think will be cool.
Andrea, I pray you to translate it in Italian language because we need to transfer it. But in your future, I will tell you, Marcel, there is Mexico. I promise you.
I love that.
I'll take you to Mexico, especially to Monterrey.
Okay.
To IHO, which is the biggest, you know, showcase for designers in Mexico. So
estoy
far.
Preparado.
Estás preparado.
Sí, estoy entonces, preparado para
te
México.
Llevo,
vamos.
Te llevo en el campo del design en México.
Perfecto. Dicen órale, ¿verdad?
Vamos. Y vamos rapidito.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Let's leave the floor to a quick translation.
Certo. Vabbè, Marcel ha raccontato un attimo i suoi progetti futuri. Uno degli obiettivi è quello di migliorare la comunicazione attraverso delle piattaforme digitali e sicuramente esplorare il mercato europeo. Perché tra New York, Los Angeles, Miami, di progetti sono stati fatti tanti, se ne faranno ancora, ma l'Europa arriva ora. E in più, come dice, gli occhiali sono probabilmente uno dei suoi progetti più grandi nel futuro. Dice, quando si pensa a futuro pensiamo alla visione. E perché non pensare agli occhiali quando pensiamo alla visione? Quindi su quello vuole concentrarsi, vuole espanderlo. E infatti è proprio da queste parti per presentare un suo progetto a riguardo gli occhiali.
Marcel, I want you to drive the new generations to let into it.
Okay.
To be themselves.
Yes.
Because it's clear to everyone. The fixed job or the contract, the fixed contract is gone, almost gone. So for the future, to get back on future again,
yes,
we have to think about the freedom to be free,
yes,
to do, to act, to think.
Yes.
So what's your receipt for the youth, from the young generation, like my daughter, she's 11 years old, and I told you she want to be a TikToker, and I guess she would be a TikToker.
Yes.
And she's a terrific person. It's a Taurus, so she will gain sooner or later. But I would like you to drive the young generation on the receipt of being themselves. How to get into it?
I think the first and foremost, with a broad statement, I think the key is to try as many things as you can. Experience as much as you can.
Fail.
Don't be scared to fail. Failure is part of the process, and I failed countless times.
What's the biggest failures you had in your career?
Oof, I've had walls collapse at shows, you know, almost kill me before. I've had guys fall off motorcycles at shows where a guy almost died. You know, we've had, and it's about how you recover, your attitude, and on how to be solution oriented. Being solution oriented. If you have a problem, figure out how to make it make sense. Have a beautiful error.
Cool.
It's like some of my favorite artworks are errors. Some of the my favorite things that I've ever done were complete mistakes. I didn't realize that this was going to turn into something. When we were doing our shows, for example, a lot of times it's like someone's art didn't get here in time because we were in Miami, we're doing art week, and the guy's art gets stuck at customs. We're like, dude, the show's in 2 days.
It should open.
It's getting there. What are we going to do? So we'd go to like figure out how to create all these different kinds of art pieces or whatever to create the interactive experience again. And it ended up working out in such a cool way. When you try to collaborate with other creators, focus on yourself. I think you focus on you, but be open to working with other people and learning from everybody, thinking outside the box. There is no right or wrong way to pursue creativity. I think it's all about having fun, getting out there, doing it. You may never know. Sometimes, another example, I was creating a digital artwork, right? And I thought it was terrible, but I put it out there. It was 3 frames. It was like bum, bum, bum,
and
bum,
it,
bum, bum.
And it works.
Bum, bum, bum. And it ended up getting 30 million views.
Wow.
And I was like, whoa. I'm like, this is terrible. I'm like, I didn't realize it was the word TAP.
Okay.
Me, I was being kind of selfish. I was thinking the art plug, TAP, huh? You know, everyone goes,
yeah.
You know? But really, it meant tap, like tap here. And I didn't realize it meant tap here. And then it blew up on social media, 30 million views in a month. And I was like, okay, this is kind of cool. And I noticed that it wasn't the most intricate artworks digitally that were taking off and being popular. What was very popular and doing really well when it, in terms of virality, was the 2D simple flat graphic. Like the simpler it was, the better it would do. If you did something in 3D, it didn't take off.
Yeah.
But if it was in 2D, it would take off. So time, you can dictate your own trends in, creatively. And I think that, again, the key is be yourself, fail as much as you can, write them all down, explore as much as you can, and be solution-based. Always look for a solution. And love is important. Have that good energy. Love each other and spread good messages.
Yeah, you take the questions from my mouth. That's the thing. Listen to your heart and try to turn everything into love.
Yes.
And
very important.
Take it with patience.
Very important. There's pain, and that's okay. But where there is pain, there's gain. And it comes down to really sharing moments. Being open about your failures is totally okay. And letting people know that, hey, we're all on the same page here. We're all, our goal is to all survive together. So if we can do it together, we'll be stronger and we have better odds.
do you have to kill your ego sometimes to get into the, I mean, because of course the creativity, it's part of an ego background, of course. And how do you fight with that?
I think, well, for me, I go in phases. I go where I'm all about me, 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 and then I'm all about other people.
Them.
I go, yes, them, and I play with it, and then I'm always in a different, I'm putting myself in different situations, and that's how I can grow and evolve, like a Pokemon, you know, there's different phases to me,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And it's always been like that. It's like you have to be selfish, and if someone says that you're too selfish, they don't understand your creative process. You have to be selfish. You have to take time to always reflect, improve yourself. Yeah, learn as much as you can. Listen to audiobooks. Listen to cool radio stations. Diversify. Don't do the same things expecting a different result. If you do that, you're crazy. But if you do different things and you get new results, then you can be a creative genius.
Let's have a little translation now with Belay. Thank you for that.
Secondo me ci sono diverse cose interessanti. Per riassumere il punto di prima, diceva quando si molla quello che è la sicurezza del lavoro fisso e quant'altro, essere liberi di sbagliare, quindi provare tante cose, essere liberi di sbagliare e avere sempre la soluzione in mente, cioè quando ci sono i problemi non preoccuparsi del problema ma eventualmente pensare alla soluzione. Quindi questo è sicuramente molto importante. A livello invece più creativo, quello che stava dicendo era, insomma, sì, si può sbagliare, ma l'importante è continuare a fare. E come artista, a volte le cose più belle sono inaspettate.
Let's go through the emotion, Marcel, because the art is an expression, yes, of an emotion, and the emotion brings you to thought. Am I living forever? What will be after this? Mm-hmm. What is after death? It's a question. I'm 60. Mm-hmm. That I will tell you every single morning when I shave in front of the mirror, I ask to myself, what will be tomorrow? Mm-hmm. I mean, going towards, with the age,
yes,
then you understand that the most of your time is already gone.
Yes.
So what will be after us?
Well, yeah, you're exploring more.
Are you asking yourself sometimes?
Yes, absolutely. And that's why, especially now when you start realizing that, you know, I'm 36 now, I'm turning 37 next week, but, you know, exploring mortality and understanding different, like, for me, I've worked with artists that, you know, some people, they look at death and they say, okay, it's the end. But some other cultures, they look at death as a new beginning. And
yeah,
there's different, you know, life has all about energies. And I think that ultimately, as you get older and you start realizing that you're a little more tired, you don't have the same energy that you used to, you have to be more calculated. And by studying and researching and being around the right environment, I think you can create a really awesome product, and that product is you. And eventually you start able to leave a message and a legacy that is forever. And that's the coolest part about art. Art is, whether it's physical or digital, you're leaving your footprint, and you have to be very conscious about what it is you're putting out there. Not everybody's going to interpret the way you think at that certain time to mean what you really meant. It could be understood later. So you have to have los cojones to do it and be yourself, express yourself, but ultimately for good. It has to be for good. But, you know, you have to be realistic, and you have to understand that where there's life, there's death. And it's the entire thing's a beautiful process. So cherish it and be proactive about your creative ventures.
Yeah, that's cool. To me, life is something that has to be, you know, lived every
yes,
day, minute by minute. It's here and now, and we have to be in. I mean, 100%, as you mm-hmm. said, it's something very important. And to me, the social media are a little bit of a mirror of this kind of. What do you think about that?
I think social media is a great tool, and I think that social media could reflect a lot of things. I mean, listen, your data and what you choose to put on these platforms is ultimately theirs at this point. So, and you could strategize on what you're putting out there. So it doesn't always have to be, you know, conforming to what everyone else thinks. I mean, down the line, if you do it enough and it's out there enough consistently, you can create your own movement. And I think that that being able to put your work out there digitally and physically, but in the case of social media, through social media, can impact a lot of people. And I know firsthand how I've done things on social media where I wasn't always the proudest of it, but looking back on what I was doing and what I was saying, because I've had public meltdowns where I was like, yeah, I was saying crazy stuff on social media. I'm like, wow, there's young kids listening to me. I'm like, I can't believe I said that. And it's like, you know what? But after, I was like, you know what? I'm going to correct this. I'm going to make sure that I tell these kids, learn from, don't do, this is why I did that. I want you to look at what I did and don't do that, you know? And that's why I'm here. And I think my job is to make creativity fun, to make people understand that we're not perfect and embrace that. That's the beautiful piece. I always say everyone's like a puzzle piece, right?
Yeah.
You find where you fit, and that's the best way to paint the picture together. Everyone's different. We all fit together somehow.
We are all one.
We're all one piece of this puzzle.
That's why I brought the social media together with the concept of eternity, or to the concept of never die, or the death. It's not the end, but it's a true beginning, and it
touching on that though, something kind of interesting this is kind of crazy. It's like, so I was looking on Instagram the other day, and I was on like Facebook, whatever, and I was like looking at the settings. I'm like, oh, I want to make sure all my settings are good, highest quality, this, because they always update stuff, and sure, you don't get a notification saying they did minor updates. You just have to check consistently, like every week they change stuff. But something I noticed, they had a little space you could fill in where it says, basically, in case you are not alive anymore, wow, who can control your page?
Oh, yeah, I saw it. Yeah.
They have that now, and it's like they've had it for a few years where the page lives forever, and they tribute it to you. So you got to make sure that your stuff is correct, because, I mean, I'm not scared of death, but if I get, you know, something happens, I know I'm happy with it. You know, I'm happy with what I've done. I'm happy with where I'm going. I'm happy with where the people around me are going. So, but yeah, you should consider that. I mean,
yeah,
for sure, it's forever alive.
Well, yeah, we leave to Belay the translation of this last minute.
Beh, la cosa bella che si diceva è l'importanza dei social media come strumenti. Quindi strumenti che ci danno la possibilità, in quanto poi artisti, anche di comunicare a più persone. Marcel ha fatto un esempio, dice: sono il primo che si è trovato in situazioni in cui magari ho detto cose sbagliate, ho detto ma come, perché l'ho fatto, e poi mi si è reso conto che comunque attraverso i social media potevo sfruttarlo per passare il messaggio più corretto e migliore e insegnare dai miei errori, quindi dal passato.
You, Marcel, goes around with the Abva.
Yes.
In your tour here, what's the cooperation between you two guys?
So we're almost like big brother and little brother. You can guess which one's the big brother and which one's the little brother. I'm not going to say that, but we've developed a relationship, and something that's really cool is it's been over social media. Without social media, we would have never met.
All right.
And that is, you know, it's a great tool to communicate and connect with each other. But Ava is an artist, and he does public and private work. You can see his work all over Italy, all over Paris. He's studying in Paris right now. And he's done a lot of work with me in the past. He's actually one of my favorite artists. And he's a kind soul. He's doing really cool work that has a great message. I love it. I personally have like 7-8 pieces now. I want two more.
No.
I need one.
Yeah.
Beach as well.
But yeah, and he's from Italy, but he's a world traveler, you know?
Yeah.
It's very young.
Yeah.
How old are you now?
I'm 28. I'll turn 29 this year.
Cool.
Yeah, and as Marcel was saying, yeah, I've been traveling and meeting him. I met him for the first time in Miami different years ago, and now we're trying to make something cool and new, you know, also for Europe, because you have seen his energy, you felt it, but it's not something you see every day here in this context, so that's why we are trying to go around and spread good messages with people.
Is real. Is, I mean, you two guys are, you know, a big energy. That's what I'm feeling right now. I mean, you are pushing out an incredible, you know, amount of energy, and staying next to you is really something good. I mean, I feel like sitting with friends that, you know, we met for the first time a few minutes ago, but I really feel like we've been friends for many years. Seeing on your art, Abva, I saw that triangles are the most geometrical signs that you leave behind.
Yeah, these shapes. I guess Marcel before was speaking about the you know, the puzzle in life.
Yeah.
And as we all know, our life is made up of our choices. You know, like every day we can make a little choice or a big one, very important. So let's think about these shapes as our choices. When you put it together, you create your own shape, which is your own life. So the idea is like just to invite people to think about the choices you make every day, because that's what is going to create your, like, how your life is going to be, the people you're going to spend time with. Yeah. And you are the master of your soul, and that's true, even, yeah. That's kind of like the reasoning behind.
Lovely. Yeah, triangle is a kind of perfection shape, right?
Yeah. But as you see, there is no triangle that is the same as the other one. You know, they're all different. Because finally, there is always, you know, a different spice here and there.
All right. Linea Radio al club Viale 20 Settembre Sassuolo, grazie al progetto di Adriano Calcagnoli e Ludovica Calcagnoli, altra grande anima di questo super progetto. I love your tattoos.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Is this the life line?
Yeah. Exactly. All right. Like a lifeline, exactly. Cool. My lucky number 7.
All right. So mine as well. I got two numbers, 7 and 23.
Nice. Yeah. Okay, this is rough. After a great start today, huh?
Yeah,
it's a lucky day for all our listeners.
we have here live at the club Marcel Katz and the ABVA Andrea Bellei. Welcome back, guys. We got two music breaks thanks to Biccio Gherardi, that is following all the plugs today. Talking about plug, the art plug, Aka.
Yes,
let's talk about this.
All right, let's talk.
Let's talk about this.
Let's do it.
Which amazing project is this?
I've seen
thousands of projects around the world.
A lot of different things.
Pick one. I mean,
this one that was okay. So one that I enjoyed a lot was this one with the bright line. I know you guys use a lot of the right. transit system that we've been adopting in the States. Is we're trying to make things a little bit smoother now since the traffic's crazy, right? So,
all right.
So now we have trains that are going from Miami all the way to Orlando, and they're building this brand called the Bright Line. They're building out trains in like railways out in Vegas and Nevada and things like that. Really cool. One time we got to take over the train, put a DJ on the train, decorate the train, and make an experience. And everybody was going to Ultra Music Festival.
All right.
So you'd be able to get on the train from like Fort Lauderdale down to Miami, where we have Ultra Music, and Ultra Music, I'm sure everyone knows about that. Electronic Music Festival. And yeah, it was a vibe. I remember I even dressed up for it. And then we had a partnership with a brand called Lyft, which is like Uber. And yeah, the riders just had a music, art themed, and basically like a little party on the train. And it was really cool. It was like the first time anyone's done that in the States. I know they do things like this in Europe. And Europe's a big inspiration to a lot of my projects, is taking a concept that has worked here, changing it up a little bit and bringing it to the States. But my favorite projects now are, besides the eyewear, which is my number one, is being in these interviews and being able to tell people about some of the failures and some of the successes that we've had as a brand and as an individual, and sharing those moments. I think that's a really cool art form, is the freedom of expression, being verbal about it, having it live on these platforms for a long time so that our viewers and listeners can learn a little bit, like your daughter.
Sure.
The future TikTok star.
Oh, yeah. I hope so. Mm-hmm. You see, I have a friend living in Monterey, and he's a crazy guy for Porsche, and he's really crazy for that. And but he got a project. He's 17 years old. He's a good student, and he has invented with a French fellow a chicken taco.
Okay.
And they are pushing like hell with this project that calls Chick House.
Oh, okay, it's a food concept.
So last day he says, if you ask me, would you drive a Porsche or seeing the Chick House exploding? He says, "Wow, Chick House is my place." So you see that the dreams sometimes are just has to be pushed out.
Yes.
and got energy from that.
I can't wait to try this.
You should.
It sounds fast.
It's super, super fantastic. It's a super taste. Chicken, a simple chicken meat into a taco.
I love that. Okay.
And it's a super project.
I love Mexican food. Not gonna lie.
They're getting over. Because the young generations, as you said, they know what to do.
Yes.
We have only to let them.
Let them ride.
We, old generations, style people, we have to let them. And I guess that U.S. is a good place to live. Because everyone can be himself or herself.
Yeah, fortunately, the U.S. has been adopting a lot more creatives and been exploring with creative projects. You have the opportunity to create some sort of business, and it could blow up. It could explode in a positive way. But I think you got to let them, and then you got to bless them. You got to motivate them to continue on.
And these kind of events you are putting together, I think they are creating, like, you know, this atmosphere on which someone who has an idea will might start and develop it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, all the time, whether it's the way I write or an event strategy, or people will replicate it. And, you know, at first I used to be like, oh, this person copied me. But then I'm like, you know what? That's what art is about. Art is about inspiring other people to copy it. And then it's like we're talking about the ego.
Yep.
I'm like, what am I? Why'd I get in an argument with this guy over who cares? Like, we have the same mission, and the mission is clear. It's, you know, to be get together, stick together, grow together. You know, but there's respectful ways to do business. And like Andy Warhol said, the best art is good business.
Oh, yeah.
So that is an art form in itself. And listen, and with AI nowadays, you can ask the robots a lot of things. You can ask your parents, but you can also ask the robots. So you don't always have to ask the parents, right? Just in case.
I'm pretty much afraid about that. we got the measure at the end here. Welcome to Mr. Mazzini, the mayor of Sassuolo. Welcome to the club. We are live with a couple of nice friends. Aka, get back to your art. Colors are almost everything in your expression.
Super important, yeah.
I want to know which is the color you prefer. Let me guess. Green.
I would say orange. Like an orange, yellowish, kind of like that.
Oh, yeah.
But finally, it's too hard to choose one. I would rather go for colors, you know. That's like, gives me energy, because that's what we need. Even when we can inspire people with words or just with something impactful, and that's what I try to do. So even trying to lose the reality and make it more abstract, make it colorful for people to feel something impactful.
I picked the color as example of status. I mean, I feel like a bit depressed. Let me wear something extremely colorful, and my day would turn into a better day. What do you think, guys?
I think, what you wear can play a big role. You paint a picture every day. When you get ready, you're painting a photo or an image for the world, but you do it ultimately for yourself. And yes, you can improve your mood. There's been, you know, experiments and scientific proof that color can obviously alter your mood. I mean, they say one of the healthiest colors is blue. Blue can make you feel good.
Yeah.
Yellows are great. They bring happiness and things like that. So as you can see in Abba's work, he uses a lot of color. It's interesting because we were just talking about going a little bit darker, and I'm like, wait a minute, I kind of like the color. I think you should maybe stick with the color now. I'm like looking at his work here, and it made me feel something. And you could check out his work on Instagram. It's at Abba the Artist. So please check him out. You'll be able to find me through his page, but he's an amazing soul, and he's spreading love every day, right? Publicly and privately.
Yeah, always. Love is the answer.
Well,
yeah, love is the answer.
You should then you can also Google the art flag.
Google
the art flag.
Google's
no
great.
Instagram. Yeah.
Now the sentence I pointed out here. Remember to run behind your dreams always.
Right.
I love this sentence, Aga. It's fantastic.
Yeah, I guess it's pretty similar to what we were saying before.
Yeah.
No, nowadays people know what to do. We just want them to be to feel free to do that, to pursue their dreams. And as it may sound like something you can read anywhere, it's really important for me to do that. And this one specifically, it's in a place where a lot of young people pass, and they're going to school, they're working on their future, and I want them to know that they need to believe in this, because sometimes when they speak with more adult people, they tend to close them a bit. So I want young people to have this open mind and just go for it. Try.
I have a difficult question for both of you guys. When should we consider a dream dead?
Okay, that's a really good question.
A glass
well,
of
you
wine?
Could you could shelf. I think you could shelf a dream. It may not be the right time to explore that, but I think ultimately thinking about what that is, and then maybe bringing it back. Sometimes one of your dreams or visions. It just might not be the right time. Like when I made that eyewear, it was a dream and it wasn't working for the first year. No one liked not everybody liked my design, my main design. And, over time, I was like, you know what, I'm going to pick this back up when the time is right. And then the dream became alive again. You know, and I think the key is to keep dreaming and be continuous on that pursuit and to never stop. You know, last night I when I woke up, I told Ava, I'm like, bro, I had the most lucid dreams ever. I was like, whoa, a lot of dreaming. But if the dream has a negative energy, maybe you might not be feeling so good, your mental health isn't all there, shelf it. And it's going to help you define your future dreams. You just know to maybe not consider that one.
Should you note your dreams at night?
I think it's important to remember where you came from and what makes you think the way you think.
I do. Yeah. I do notes sometimes while I've got bad and good. I mean, I just know that with it.
Yeah, let me ask you a question. When you go to the ice cream store or the ice cream shop, how do you know which flavor you like? It's because you tried the other flavors, right?
See, actually, yeah. Wow, nice question.
And you know, I don't like this one, I like this one, right?
See, it's a difficult question for me because I'm a kind of diabetic guy, but when I step into an ice cream shop, the first thing I check first is the pistachio. Do you have pistachio?
Yeah, it's my favorite.
Number one taste for me. And if it's full, I mean, if it's untouched, that is my choice.
Really?
I love to be the first
who
open up, the case of, yes. That's my choice. But the thing is the color. The color is attracting me so much. And the green, to me, it's always a nice choice, even for the food.
Mm-hmm. No, green's great. Green's another healthy color. Green, yellow, blue. Green is growth, natural color. But yeah, I mean, and also, like, I mean, when you look at art and you will put a painting in your house or a piece of art and you look at that color and then you have another piece of art in your house, the other one might make you feel a different type of way. So you have to know what you like and what you don't like and what your dreams, which ones make sense, which ones don't make sense. And, you know, that's, I think, the best route. I'm definitely taking note. Do you take notes of it?
Oh, yeah, I do. Yeah, I stepped into the MoMA Museum very long ago, and luckily I found my favorite artist showing his art. I'm talking about Rothko.
Oh,
boom.
You like this. The same things.
I cried like a kid sitting, watching a full blue paint, 4 by maybe 9 meters, paint, and it was alone. Mm-hmm. So all the other rooms were full of people seeing other arts, but in Rothko, maybe 4 or 5 guys only. And I had a great chance to sit and live this art. And I guess this is my favorite artist ever.
This is so weird because it's my favorite too, and I don't know. I'm not kidding. And pistachio is my favorite flavor, and my lucky number is 7, like this guy. Yeah, this is weird. This is really weird.
As I said,
but a good weird.
Yeah, you remember when we shake hands? Yeah, we already knew each other, I guess.
You electrocuted me. they have the Rothko room. I think it's at the Tate
Museum. Yeah.
And there's that whole room that's dedicated to it. Yeah. And then they also have the Rothko Chapel in the States,
right,
where you can go. And he was, you know, he went through a dark period, and he ultimately, you know, passed.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
But his work speaks volumes. I mean, he was one of the first to keep such a simple concept.
Yeah.
But yet it's the most powerful.
And do you know the story of the Four Seasons in New York? They ask for Rothko art, and he says, this is not the place on which my heart might sit, because my heart is not for this place. And I'm not sure at the end he delivered it.
Really?
I saw the show in Paris a few months ago, and there was actually those paintings. It's a body of work with a different, it's more like violet and
exactly.
stuff like that,
I believe.
Yeah. And finally he did it. But I don't know what made him, why he decided. But yeah, at the beginning he didn't want to do it. It wasn't the place.
I think he passed away without delivering the art at the end of the day. So maybe that's why they probably
took it after.
So that's the moment on which the artist decide whom might be the owner of his art. And this is very interesting. I mean, to me...
Oh, yeah.
What do you think about that, Mark?
I think it shows that, you know, money isn't always the motive. I mean, I don't know the specifics of the deal, but the Four Seasons is obviously a very well-known
brand.
Brand. And to turn something like that down where most artists would jump to it, it shows that he's a true artist. He really... he understands where his work should be and where it shouldn't be, and And he was dark. There's energy to these paintings. I mean, it's sending a message, whether you know it or not. When you look at it, he's telling you what to feel, and you're going to feel that. And I guess when you're in a hotel, you want it to be more of a happy experience.
Yeah, rather than seeing, yeah.
And there's very little of that. He was using, you know, most of his work was darker. That's why some of the most expensive ones are the brighter colors, because they're the happiest colors, even though he was just a very dark person.
My last question for you guys. Whom is the number one artist that inspire your life?
God.
I go first.
You go first, go.
You go first.
To me, well, it's myself.
I like that. That's
it's myself. Again, I get back into my private moment in front of a mirror early morning. I wake up like 5:45 every day. And my shaving moment, it's a kind of, you know, mystic minute on which I talk to myself. And that's my inspiration.
Okay.
Today I want to be this. And I get off wearing the way I feel like. My marketing goes through it as well. And that day I can be Miss, Mister, or whatever. So every day is a new day, and that's my receipt.
I like that. That's a really good answer. Day by day, and motivating yourself is key. You want to go over?
Yeah, sure. I guess he stole my answer, but I will add something.
Oh, he stole it, huh?
Yeah.
That I don't know.
No, I guess I do agree with you. I really think nowadays it's more myself. But I've been in moments in which, of course, as an artist, you find inspiration like from different artists or even different people that maybe they don't do art, even entrepreneur, people like that. But when I understood it, finally had to be on me. You know, you make the choice for yourself. I don't care about other people when I'm doing what I want to do. And that's when I do what I love the most. Maybe the output is not the best, doesn't care. But when I'm really pure and transparent with myself, that's where I find the best inspiration. And I feel better because I'm doing it for myself. And so it's all around me. But then, of course, you influence people. And that's nice because you see feedback, positive, negative. But I mean, you're sharing this energy we were talking about before. But you need to be pure with yourself. Lovely. And so, yeah.
Yes, yeah, so I like that answer as well. I think you guys are inspiring my answers now. When I say answers, because I look at it two ways. I think that I think lately I've become more in tune with my religious self and my beliefs, and understanding, you know, that we're, you know, that there's a higher power and things like that. So God is very influential to me, being here to serve the messages and the purpose of you know, religious beliefs, but as well as inspiring yourself. I think it's a combination. It comes down to the evolution of oneself. And for me right now, it's more religious. It's always been about what I wanted to do. But now I'm like realizing, like, follow the right messages and try to be a messenger for what's been written. And but I like what you guys are saying. I think for our listeners, I think definitely a mixture. But I think that a lot of people don't realize that you can inspire yourself, and the key is to do that every day when you wake up, whether you're shaving or not, you know?
I had to work a little bit on it because I went through, hypnosis regressions. I'm a fan of Brian Weiss.
Yes.
I do strongly believe that Brian Weiss might gave us the true key of being ourselves in a way we have been some others' souls and some others, you know, in some other lives. And going through this, this way, I got my way.
I respect that. I think that's valid.
Have you ever tried?
Tried to eat brainwaves?
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think energy is real. I think that a lot's going to change the next few years. We're going to see a lot, especially the way technology is going with AI and all of this. It's like, you know, we're getting a lot of answers that we never really thought were there. But, yeah, I mean, Look, I'm not a religious person.
Me either.
But I can go to church, I can go to synagogue, I can go to a mosque. I respect everyone's views. I think, like art, it's, you know, understanding the positive values that these different religions bring together, whether it's computer science oriented or it's, you know, actual old school religions. And I think to take in the good and the bad and forming your own kind of way of thinking. What do you think?
Yeah, I do think that also art can be a religion. You know, religion...
You're so good.
It's what, like, drives you. And there it's a belief. You need to believe in something to find that energy. If you're able to do it with yourself, it's great. But sometimes it's hard to do that. And so you need something else. And that's why, like, any religion can be helpful for yourself if you do it for a purpose.
You know, guys, I brought you onto this field because many artists or many creative minds got to a point of depression. Caused lack of energies or lack of ideas or, you know, you are very far away from that. But we talk about Rothko. Rothko went through it hardly. And the way I found to clear my status was the way I told you. So the hypnosis and regression with that brought me into a new energy, a new life, and I do solve my issue by that way. So it was just
Thank
a
you.
Perfect closing, I guess,
yeah.
to get onto a solution for a possible option for the future. Marcel, I want you here again tomorrow.
Okay, I'll come. What time do you need me?
Grazie. Grazie per le traduzioni, grazie. Andrea Bellei. Thanks, Marcel, for your energy, and Andrea for your energy too. And the club is your home. Get back anytime you wish.
I'm excited.
And we have a plan, by the way, to get into Mexico. Quite soon, and to bring the club to US pretty much soon.
Hugs.
Yeah. Linea Radio, the club says hello to you guys. Thanks again. It was a real honor and pleasure to host you in our station, and we'll be here again soon.
Thank you. Yes, absolutely.
You have another duty to announce the last song for our trick.
All right, everybody.
And with thanks, the mayor of the city that came to see us.
Oh yes,
grazie,
we have
Matteo,
our lovely
to
mayor
be here with
here.
Us.
This is incredible. I can't believe it. You're here. This is so cool.
Yeah.
And
Matteo is like this. I mean, he leaves the things. Especially when we have persons like you here, it's an honor for us to host you. You bring
Amazing.
Our city into a new dimension.
Thank you.
And
Thank
we
you.
Wish Sassuolo will be in your heart forever.
And in my dreams.